Good phrases. Technology transfer.
School supplies.
Medical teams.
Boost economic growth.
Create jobs.
Reduce their dependence on. BBC. The project aims to provide more reliable public transport services that will help Londoners to reduce their dependence on their cars.
In the long term.
More specific.
Reduce misuse of aid.
Locally produced goods.
Contribute to their economy. Research finds that disabled people can also contribute to the economy.
Improve infrastructure. Daily Mail. They will explore how the UK can improve infrastructure, such as roads, railways, bridges, and airports. International organisations should provide developing countries with practical aid and advice rather than financial aid. To what extent do you agree or disagree?
Many developing countries receive aid from international organisations. While I agree that international organisations should provide practical aid and advice to developing countries, I believe that money should also be a key part of the aid provided by these organisations, such as technology transfer, school supplies, and medical teams can bring significant benefits. Such aid helps developing countries to improve their industry, agriculture, education, and healthcare. These improvements can boost economic growth, create jobs, and reduce their dependence on international aid in the long term. Also, the purpose of practical aid and advice from international organizations tends to be more specific than the purpose of financial aid. For example, many international medical aid teams focus on the treatment of certain diseases that are common in a country or in an area. By providing practical aid and advice, international organizations can reduce misuse of aid. At the same time, I believe that financial aid should also be an important part of international organizations' aid for developing countries. These countries can buy locally produced goods rather than imported goods with financial aid, which can contribute to their economy. Financial aid also plays a key role in improving their infrastructure, such as schools, hospitals, and airports. By contrast, practical aid and advice would be useless if developing countries did not even have the facilities where they could apply advanced technology or put the advice that they receive into practice. In conclusion, I believe that to help developing countries more effectively, international organizations should provide them with practical aid and advice, as well as financial aid.